If we could have the children come up for the children's message today. Very good, you guys. You know, we have that tree up there, right? You see the tree with a lot of ornaments. Now, the next couple weeks, I'm going to go through names of Jesus. And I think it's important because during this time of season, we're celebrating the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, right? Christmas is a time where we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And his name is very important. Jesus means Savior, the one who will save us from our sins. Now, I guess my question for you is, do you know what your name means? Does anyone know their... Okay, number one. Does anyone know their name? Yes? Yeah. Do we know our name? Do you know what the... Do you know what it means? Have you ever asked your parents, what does that mean? Like, does it mean... Does it mean lucky? Do you, sorry, put it in the spot. You know, all your names... Whether it's Holly or Charlotte or Ramona or Max or Liam or Katarina or Emily or Abe or Elliot and Zoe, Abe, if you're not here, I know you're too old now, but you all have a name that means something, right? And your name means a lot of things. It's a very important thing that you know what your name means. And you know, as we go through the weeks upcoming to Christmas, I know we have a tree, and it's been a while since we have a tree in here, and I got these ornaments, and I need some of your help at the end here. And our first name that we're going through is, what does that say right there? The King of Kings. Now, this is Jesus. Why do you think Jesus is the King of Kings? What does that mean, that he is the King of all kings? He's the true king. He is the true king. That's right. What do kings do? Does anyone know what a king does? Emily, yes.
They rule like a city or a country.
They rule a city or a country. That's right. A king is there to help the people.
Like,
yes. To keep them safe. Away from any type of scary danger, right? But why, what makes Jesus the king of all kings? Like, why isn't he just like any ordinary king? Why is he so different? Why is he like the only king? Yes, very good, Emily. Because he takes away the greatest danger, and that is our sin. Do you know that? Do you know that? No one else can take away your sin. Do you know that? No one else, but only Jesus, the King of Kings, the one who comes to this world to die for all of your sins, so that he may give you great safety, that you're safe in his arms, all by his work upon the cross, where there he died for your sins. And we know that because on the third day, well, he rose from the grave to give you life, to show you that he is the king. Now, who needs the king? Raise your hand. I think we all do, right? We all need the king because he is the one who saves us. So remember that this day, you guys. Who is the King of Kings?
Jesus.
I can't hear you. Who's the King of Kings?
Jesus.
That's right, girls. Thank you, girls. Jesus, right? He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and he is the one who saves you from your sin. So thank you, and I guess I need a volunteer today. We'll have Emily, because she answered. But before we go, why don't we, I'll have you put this on the tree before you get back to your seat, but why don't we pray real quick and go on with our service here. Dearly Father, we thank you for this day, for being the true King. Lord, we know that by your gracious care, you save us from our sin. And oh Lord, we thank you, because without your loving hand, where would we be? Bless these children in the faith, knowing that Jesus is the only way and the truth and the life, and give them the peace, knowing that by your work, they are saved and rescued from sin and death. Bless them, O Lord, and lead them. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.